Gee, this is great, Aunt Naomi. There's nothing like pasta for lunch.
Thank you, Bubba. I do have a way with SpaghettiOs.
Yeah, it's not just the food, Skeeter. I can't put my finger on it, but there was something different about this meal that made it real nice.
Well, I am so mad I could just spit.
Oh, yeah, right.
I was shopping, Miss Harper.
Well, Raymart would take this lousy blender.
But you just bought it last week.
Well, it didn't matter to the store manager. Thelma forgot to keep her sales receipt.
I tell you what, this stupid thing did work. I'd frappe his fanny.
Thelma, sit down and cool off here. The manager did say you could take it to the nearest distributor for repairs.
There you go, Mama.
The nearest distributor is in Nagasaki.
Well, I guess you're out of luck then, Miss Harper.
Oh, not necessarily, Grandma. You could call that consumer guy on the radio and complain.
You talking about Chuck Duval, the shopper's pal?
Yeah, I think he's on right now.
Hey, I'll go get my radio.
Forget it. I'm not spending my afternoon on hold waiting for that consumer creep.
Well, you won't have to, Mama. I will.
Well, that's a good idea, honey. This is going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. The number is 555-K-RUT.
I cannot stand that guy. He's never gotten any good advice for anybody. All he ever says is, I can't help you. Have a nice day.
Hey, everybody. I think this is K-Ray.
Well, Evelyn, that's a very sad story.
Is that him?
But there's nothing I can do.
That's him.
Chuck, the engine blew up on my way out of the dealership.
But you said you bought the car as is. Can't help you, Evelyn. Have a nice day.
What'd I tell you?
We'll be right back after this.
Say, why didn't Chuck tell that lady about the 72-hour law?
Yeah. What is the 72-hour law?
Well, you know, Velma, after every major purchase, you have 72 hours to back out of the contract.
Oh, that's 72-hour law.
Okay. Mama, get on the phone. You're next.
Well, I don't want to talk to that goof.
Of course you do. You're going to be on the radio.
Yeah, hurry up, Velma. You'll lose your turn.
Oh, all right.
No, not in here, Mama. You got to talk to him in the living room so we can turn off the radio.
Oh, for pity's sake. Anything to keep you morons happy. Lord, this is ridiculous.
Chuck Duval, the shopper's pal. Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Chuck?
No, this is Vint.
Vint, I'm trying to talk to Chuck here.
Hello?
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 Hello, you're on the air. This is Chuck.
Mama, it's Chuck.
Didn't I know who it is? Get the hell off the phone. Hello, Chuck?
Please go ahead, madam. It's only an hour show.
Oh, all right. Hello. My name is Thelma Harper, and Raymart sold me a bum blender, and now they don't want to take the thing back.
Did you show them your sales receipt?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, without it, Thelma, you have no proof of purchase. Therefore, I can't help you. Have a nice day.
Hold it right there, mister. You hang up on me, and your nice days are numbered.
Now, Thelma, calm down. I know what I'm talking about.
You don't know diddly. How come you didn't tell that poor Evelyn about the 72-hour law? Every idiot knows about the 72-hour law.
Well, it must have slipped my mind.
What mind? And I never will forget what you said to that poor old man whose hearing aid was picking up the police broadcast. You said, don't bother taking it back. Just join the neighborhood watch. I swear, Ralph Nader ought to have you recalled. And I will tell you.
Boy, Mama, you really gave it to that shopper's pal.
Yeah, I was good, wasn't I? Refreshments, anyone?
Oh,
I'll say, Isla. There's nothing like knocking some knucklehead to raise a thirst.
Even so, Miss Harper, don't you think you were a little bit rough on that guy?
I let him off easy. I felt sorry for him once he started blubbering.
I just hope he doesn't sue you for slander.
Sue me?
Well, Thelma, you did say, and I quote, the way you stink up the airwaves, someone should check the expiration date on your brain.
Oh, Grandma, definitely grounds for slander.
Well, thank you, Bubba Wapner. I spoke my mind, and I'm gonna stand by.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Thelma Harper.
That's me.
Oh, well, I'm sorry for coming by unannounced, but your phone's been busy all afternoon.
Oh, we had to take it off the hook. Everybody and his brother has been calling my mama to congratulate her.
I was on the radio.
I know. I'm Harrison Aldrich, station manager at K-Ray Radio.
K-Ray?
Yes. Your performance today caused quite a stir. So much so that I talked things over with our lawyers.
I didn't mean a word. I take it all back.
She is old. Her mind wanders.
It was temporary insanity due to a broken blender.
It wasn't her fault.
You can't take my mama away. It's her first offense.
What are you people talking about?
Mr. Aldrich, please don't sue me.
Sue you? I want to hire you as K-Ray's new consumer advocate.
Me? What happened to Chuck Duvall?
Oh, no problem. Our lawyers found a loophole in his contract. He's out. You're in.
But, Mr. Aldrich, I'm not a radio personality. I'm just a simple homemaker.
Well, that's the beauty of it. Our core audience consists of women just like you. Demographically, you're a gold mine.
Congratulations, Ms. Harper. I always knew that big mouth of yours would pay off someday.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Aldrich. I'm very flattered, but I'm afraid the answer is no. My place is here.
Of course it is. Perfect, Thelma. A touch of genius. A high concept. A homemaker broadcasting from her own home. Talk about promotability.
This is all going a little bit too fast for me. Would you mind spelling this out in plain English?
The job pays $400 a week.
It's a done deal. Testing, testing. 1-1-1-1-1-1.
Here. Now, when Thelma's ready to take a call, what do you do?
Push this button and point this finger.
Right. That's called cueing.
Cueing. Radio talk.
You really think Benton can handle this job?
What child could do it?
I know, but can he?
Don't worry. Everybody's been adequately trained. Remember, it's all part of the concept. The homemaker as star, with her family and friends as the production team.
Yeah. I just hope they don't make me look bad.
Well, now, if there are any problems, I'll be out in the sound truck. Have a good show, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Aldrich. That is exciting.
Good Lord, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, Miss Harper, don't you want to look your best for your professional debut?
Hey, only this is radio. I could do this thing in my bloomers and nobody'd be the wiser.
Hey, we got all your cue cards done, T.H.
Well, thank you, I.B.
Hey, we even worked out some hand signals to let you know how much time you have left, okay? This means 3 minutes. This means 2 minutes.
Hold it right there, mister. Give me that 1 minute, you're going to get your clock punched out.
Mama, they just said to stand by.
All right, everybody, man your battle stations.
Oh, stay calm, Thelma.
Well, what is there to be nervous about? I'm in my own home surrounded by my beloved family. Good night.
Well, that's the spirit, Thelma. So what if every word you say can be heard by thousands and thousands of people?
Oh, my Lord. Hello, you're on the air with Thelma.
No, that's our phone, Grandma.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, why would somebody be calling me now? Hello, I can't talk now. I'm about to go on the air. Roselle, I don't have time to give you my recipe for divinity fudge.
Thelma, get ready.
No, will you listen to me?
In 5, 4, 3,
Roselle.
2.
Get your fat butt off my phone.
Miss Harper, you are on the air.
And that is what I always say to those pushy people who try to call me and sell me things I don't want. Hello, this is Thelma Harper, and I'm your new consumer advocate, and I believe in shooting from the hip. So if you have any gripes or problems, you just give me a call. I'm waiting for you. What the hell are you pointing at?
You got a call.
Well, why didn't you just say so? Hello, you're on the air with Thelma.
Thelma, I'm Ida Travis, and I'm having my roof reshingled by Purvis Brothers Roofing.
Say no more, Ida, sweetie. I know exactly what you are going through. Those boys say they're going to be there first thing Monday morning. They don't show up till Thursday afternoon.
Well, that's right. How did you know?
Well, they tried to pull the same damn thing with me 2 years ago, and I just wouldn't take it.
Oh, really? What did you do? You called the Better Business Bureau?
No, hell no, I went right to the top. Their mother. I'll tell you, that woman could put the fear of God into the Incredible Hulk. You just look up Earlene Purvis. She's listed in your book, and I'm telling you, your roofing problems will be over.
Oh, Thelma, how can I ever thank you?
Well, you just keep listening, hon, and tell all your friends.
Okay.
Knock it off. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
You did it, Grandma.
You were cogent, wise, and pithy.
You sure gave those Purvis brothers what for.
Hey, the board is really lighting up.
Oh, no.
Thelma, you're unnatural. You sound like you've been doing this for years.
Well, if there's one thing I've had plenty of practice at, it's telling people what to do.
Ready to go, Uncle Vic.
Back her up, Bubba. Okay, good buddy. It comes. I got a shovel full of gravel for you.
Will you put that out?
Mama, look what you made me do. Now my marbles are all over the floor.
You lost your marbles years ago. Now, come on, quit playing with the damn toys. We've got a production meeting here.
We're not playing, Grandma. We're testing them out for child safety.
Yeah, and our conclusion is they are perfectly safe.
Ow!
Oh, terrific. That steam shovel is faulty. We could have a story there. Now, come on over here. Knock, knock. Oh, I hope I'm not late for the meeting. I was preparing my food report.
Well, what you got there, Ms. Boylan?
I have a dozen donuts. I hit every donut shop between here and Hinckley.
Wouldn't it have been easier just to buy them all in the same place?
You donut hole. She is doing a comparison taste test to find the best donuts in the tri-state area.
And after our meeting, you two boys can be my taste testers.
Oh, boy. Toys and donuts. Talk about your job perks.
Oh, where's Naomi?
Oh, she's downstairs trying out that new beauty mask from Betty Lou's Skincare Center, so we will start without her. Now, listen up. I think it is time that we breathe some new life into this show.
But we've only been on the air 2 weeks.
Well, I know, but I don't want to get stale. I want production values. I want sound effects and music. I want to go after every business in Raytown.
Oh, Thelma, do you think that's wise?
People love me because I'm a fighter. I'm telling you, from now on, I'm taking the gloves off. No more nice Granny Harper.
Gee, Mama, when were you nice?
I have always been nice, dope face. Now, can the small talk? We got a show to plan here. Naomi!
Coming!
Naomi, that's a baby mask?
Yeah. This is Betty Lou's own secret formula. It's made of spinach, kelp, and wheatgrass.
Naomi, you look like a walking salad bar.
It's more like a close encounter of the slime kind.
Skeeter, take me to your leader.
Oh, don't make me laugh. Don't make me laugh. Now, you three, quit making fun of Naomi. She's only going through all this for the good of the show.
Thank you, Ms. Harper.
You're welcome. Now hop on that chair, Kermit. Well, thank you so much for that call, Luella, and we will get right on this. All right, listeners, this time Ned's gas and go has gone a little bit too far. It is one thing when they switch over to that self-serve, but when they put in one of those damn mini-marts and take out the restrooms, I say that is criminal. Ned, this is what Thelma thinks of you. And now it's time for our food report. Eating out with Iola. Come and get it. So, tell me, neighbor, what you got on your menu for today?
Well, Thelma, I am going to blow the styrofoam lid off the junk food industry in this town.
Well, I say it is about time.
Start with Mr. Cookie. Now, he claims to use 16 chocolate chips in each of his cookies, but your food reporter has discovered that he only uses 8. He cuts them in half.
Oh, Mr. Cookie, looks like we're gonna have to toss your cookies. Yeah. What else you got there?
The Burger Bungalow
Their quarter-pound burger actually only weighs a quarter pound if you include the bun, the pickle, and a cup of ketchup.
Well, all right, listeners. Now, I say we are going to have to boycott them burger bungalow bandits. All right, now, tell us about that taste test you've been doing to find the best donuts in the tri-state area.
Well, Thelma, I'm going to leave that to our panel of impartial judges, your son, Benton, and your grandson, Bubba.
All right, boys. Step right on up here, get Mike's side. Tell all my listeners which donuts you found to be the best.
Well, to me, the winner has to be the classic glazed donut from the Donut Barn in Hinckley.
I don't know, Judge Number One. My vote goes to Land of Donuts in Bundy for their crunchy cruller.
Now, tell us about those shops in Raytown. How did they do?
Not even in the running, Grandma. They were at the bottom of my list.
Well, that figures.
Mine too, Judge Number One. I rated their donuts dead last in size, taste, and dunkability. And they weren't near greasy enough.
Well, all right, listeners. I say, what is this world coming to when you have got to cross the state line to get yourself a decent donut? Raytown, this is for you. All righty, and now it is time for our beauty segment, Beauty with Naomi. For the past hour, my glamorous daughter-in-law, Naomi, has been wearing the new beauty mask from Betty Lou's Skincare Center.
Bathroom!
She's in her dressing room. Naomi, could we see the glowing results of that facial?
No!
Naomi, haul it on out here. It's beauty time! Well, listeners, good Lord, thank your lucky stars, it's in TV.
Peter, what happened? You look awful.
My skin is all burning and itching. That was the facial from hell.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Betty Lou. Thelma's going to have to give you her Nightmare of the Week award. Time we have for today, but we will be back again next week. And remember, I am always here to solve all your problems. Wherever there are high prices and bad service, I'll be there. Wherever there are scams, frauds, and ripoffs, I'll be there. Wherever there's a box boy who puts the canned goods on top of the eggs, or a mechanic who overhauls your wallet instead of your car. Or a movie house that charges $6 for broken seats and sticky floors and a screen the size of a ticket stub. I'll be there. Goodbye, friends, and may the Lord bless every one of you.
Oh, and we're clear.
Mama, that was beautiful.
Especially the I'll be there part.
Oh, yeah? Are you going to be there when I rip Betty Lou's hair out by the roots?
Oh, stop your whining. It made for a hell of a show.
Thelma, we need to talk.
Oh, Harrison, I was just thinking the same thing myself. You know, I think that this once-a-week gig is not quite working out. I need more airtime.
I'm sorry, you're canceled.
What I see is possibly a daily show, maybe 3 to 4 hours. I think I could really score during the drive time.
Thelma, it's over. We pulled the plug.
And then I could expand into late night like Arsenio. What do you mean I'm canceled?
You can't do that to my mama.
Her ratings are great.
And the people love her.
Well, the sponsors hated her. Our phone lines are jammed with businesses pulling their advertising dollars from our station. Quite frankly, we're losing our shirt because of you.
You mean to tell me that the almighty dollar is more important than the public's right to know?
I'm glad you understand. We'll be back to pick up our equipment tomorrow. Have a nice day.
Well, it serves me right. I never should have put you deadbeats on my show. Hey, don't blame us.
You were the one that had to be tough, Granny Harper.
I warned you about that, Thelma.
I guess we can kiss the free donuts goodbye. Thanks a lot, Mama.
Oh, can it. Since this was my final broadcast, I got a special sign-off for a family like you.